Right, get it cracking just like that. What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another weekday drop. Listen, this is the April weekday drop. We've been out for a little bit. Check out the audio podcast on all podcast platforms, Real Gamer and RGTV, the classic shows. We are here, we are there, we are everywhere. Listen, man, we got a lot to talk about. We've been out of it for a little bit, man. We got a lot of things going on behind closed doors, technical difficulties. Lack of equipment. We got a lot, but hey, we still in here, man. We still cooking. Be sure to follow me on X, no longer Twitter now, remember X. But we be still cooking in the kitchen with this game and stuff, man. I've been in the market a lot, and you know what I'm saying. So from the business side and from the gaming side, from the tech studies and all this stuff, we still in here cooking. But it's just been kind of heavy, kind of come here and give y'all a great show and podcast. But we got a lot cooking up and rolled down here on our magic handy dandy board here. We're going to be talking about a couple of stuff on Twitter I'm going to be talking about. So be sure to follow me again at Master23Mind and on Twitch, Master23Mind, and your YouTube page, MastermindRGTV. So listen, man, it's so much I got to just kind of dive into and break down. Shout out to my brother Q, too. We're going to have him on another segment here on the show. Before we dive into that, with the brother Q, man, listen, the last episode that we dropped on the March weekday drop, somehow the file got messed up, man, and it didn't even, it only recorded my voice of me talking to him. It didn't record any of what he was saying. He was making great points about Power, Hell Drives, the game he was playing, and some other game we were talking about. But we had a very interesting conversation like we always do. And it didn't get saved, man. So, but we're going to have him. We're going to be sure to have him back in here right after this segment. And I'll stay tuned for that. So, you know, listen, we got a lot to talk about. This mobile gaming, man. Let's just dive right into it. We got a bunch of stuff on the board here to talk about and on Twitter. So, we're going to go ahead and get right into the meats and potatoes of this thing, man. So, listen, y'all know that mobile gaming is basically, mobile gaming has already been a thing. But now it's really a thing because the emulators and situations is back. So we all know with the Apple opening up its app store to the emulator, that's pretty cool. That's really, really cool because I seen one of the homies playing it, man. They were playing some classic Pokemon, Black and White on there, you feel me? It was a bunch of games I seen people playing and everything. So it's like good to have, you know, the nostalgic for it back. And to have these classic retro games now playing on our mobile devices, on the iPhones, that's what we was waiting for. That's what we needed. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to tie this point to another point later on here in the show. But this is something that my light is falling over here too. This is something that we needed. You feel what I'm saying? Because before we was, you know, on the laptops and tablets with the emulators and things, doing things. And you know, it was a little buggy at times, but now it's integrated through the App Store. Everyone have access to it, you know, with the iPhones. That's what's up. And plus, don't forget, iPhones can now, the newer ones, the Max version or whatever, say so, can play console games. Keep that in mind. Don't forget that. So now we got mobile gaming already a thing. Call of Duty Mobile is completely different. People doing their thing over there. Shout out to my brothers in Africa. They killing it over there with the mobile, with the Call of Duty mobile experience. You feel what I'm saying? With the mobile tournaments and everything they have. I see you, Ace. You know what I'm talking about? We got a mobile experience. We got an emulator experience on the mobile devices. And we got a current gen experience on the mobile devices. That's big. Hold it. Just remember that, but that's big. Moving on, talk about this Switch 2 leaks. So check it. The situation with the Switch 2 leaks, I'm gonna be kind of running through this stuff because I was a big game and chopped it up and did a show. So let's see. Let's talk about the Switch 2 leaks real. I'm trying to pull up this diagram. So a couple of leaks is out. They're saying that the OG Pro Joy controller, whatever, and the Pro controller will be supportable, so that's good to know. And it's gonna be backwards compatibility, still HD rumble, you know what I'm saying, and all those good things. Even the, when I say backwards capability, not just digital, but also physical. The little chip that's in the Switch 1, it'll be compatible for the Switch 2, but the Switch 2 chip won't be compatible for the 1. Of course, you can't play Switch 2 games on Switch 1. So, you know, of course, they had to make something different to make it possible for the backwards capability, but don't make it possible for the future, you know what I mean? You know, future console chip being able to play it on the old. Yeah, they had to make something different, folks. So, you know, that's what they got rocking with that. Some more, let me see if I read some more of these leaks. Yeah, okay. So, of course, USB-C 4K support apparently on the dock. So there is. So again, but then again, I'm not gonna say, you know, these things are completely legitimate, but it's just the leaks is something that's trending today. Of course, some by the leaks, by reading the leaks, they're saying, you know, 4K dock or whatever. So that means it's still gonna be have the capability to have, you know, attached and detached from a docking station, kind of like a handheld situation. Remember what I told you about mobile. Remember, so keep that in mind. The screen still 8 inches or whatever, 1080p. Let's see. So, just based on reading the articles on these leaks and things, I'm really not seeing like a huge. Here's another diagram. Okay, I already said 4K and the controllers are basically backwards capability. The games itself. So based on just reading these leaks, and of course you want to take this with a grain of salt, but just by reading these leaks, I don't see a major hardware improvement just based off the leaks. But then again, I don't really think these leaks, I wouldn't say these leaks are not true. I would just say you have to just wait till it come out. You feel me? And plus, yo, they pushed it back to 2025 for a reason, bro. I feel like it's more than just maybe delay in chips making or issues, political issues or whatever. I think it's more than all that. I think Nintendo, you know, got some cooking, or they're trying to decide. Well, they probably already decide which chip manufacturer they're gonna go with. And I'm gonna break down my theory again. I talked about a theory I had before on one of the old episodes, but I was talking to a brother, and you know what I'm saying, I kind of dive deep into it. So I'm gonna give you my theory about the Microsoft chips, Xbox chip, basically who's gonna be using next gen chips and everything. And plus, we already got rumor that, of course, we already knew this was kind of pretty much true. PlayStation choosing AMD again for the PS5 Pro and the PlayStation 6. Of course, we already know they're probably going to be AMD. But, so my whole theory of it is, when I talked about the Microsoft, I ain't going to revamp everything I said. Because now, when I'm thinking about it, I really did do a recap, a full breakdown on these probably the last two episodes. But you got NVIDIA, got these new AI chips, you know what I mean, and you got the Intel partnership that they're you know, working with Microsoft. Microsoft also working on their own chip as well, in-house chip. But again, this is not for the gaming consoles, but just my theory is, I think Xbox CEO and Microsoft CEO, whatever, they like, yo, it ain't too hard for y'all to communicate and say, hey, look, we know Microsoft, you know what I'm saying, is top leaders in tech. Xbox may not be the top leaders in gaming, but hey, let's work together. Of course, they're like cousins, they're like brothers and sisters, you feel me? So I don't think it's gonna be a problem, or it should be shocking to anyone that the next Xbox would have some type of custom Microsoft chip or some type of custom partner chip with Intel/Microsoft. Even NVIDIA. Was reading, not necessarily reading, but someone told me also that, hey, you know, hey, NVIDIA may be rumored, they're saying NVIDIA rumored to, you know, probably do the next you know, chips or whatever for the next Xbox. Possibly. But I think, my theory is, I think it's going to be an in-house Microsoft chip or an Intel partner with Microsoft type chip. For Nintendo, I think they're going to go with an ARM-based chip, or they're going to go with a NVIDIA chip. And that will, I think NVIDIA be the better choice, or going with ARM and NVIDIA. Maybe, you know, having ARM doing the CPU, or even Snapdragon. Snapdragon got some pretty cool tech too because of mobile gaming. So we're going to come back to mobile too. But I think if ARM may do the CPU or something, and NVIDIA end up doing a graphics card or something, the GPUs and all those things, I think that'd be a good partner up with them. You know what I'm saying? And if PlayStation just do completely AMD, which we already know they're going to do, I think it's going to be fine too, because AMD is not a bad company either, you know. Even though NVIDIA AI chips is hot in the news right now, they're the top dogs, but, you know, we all know there's other dogs out there. AMD is one of them, you feel me? So I think that's my theory for those three. And let's talk about this Qualcomm situation for a second. Qualcomm chips, whatever. So we all know that the next generation of mobile devices, like the new iPhone, is going to come out end of this year, mid this year, that was fourth quarter probably this year. Any other mobile devices that come out fourth quarter this year, they're going to have some type of AI chips in. AI is this new hot talking point, this whole new thing. Just like, you know, when crypto and all this stuff was the hot season for it. Even though, you know, we're back in that crypto hot season now, but everything is dealing with AI. Even the future of things has to have some type of AI integration, because the way technology works is like, yo, once you do this over here, there's no closing the Pandora box. It's open, and you got to kind of go forward with it, you know, or it got to go forward with you. You feel me? Technology just keep progressing, and I think the progression is going to come to play with the phones, the consoles, the PCs, all have these AI chips, these next AI generational chips built into their hardware. And we're going to see these new mobile devices built with incredible powerful AI chips into them. And with that being said, that's going to be a plus for gaming, because we already know, going back to my first talking point, mobile gaming blowing it through the roof already. Now we got the emulators. Now we got even current-gen consoles playing on these mobile devices. So I think for Switch 2, these leaks, now I don't want to hear no leaks. I want to see final confirmational things, because we know next year, again, with these AI chips, this stuff is going to be powerful, yo. So Nintendo is going to really, really have to do something incredible to sell the people. You feel what I'm saying? And if you come out with some new Mario, you got to give us better than, you know, what you've been giving us. You feel me? So I think they're going to have to, like, not only pull the trigger on a great AI chip deal, but they're going to have to pull the trigger on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even Grand Theft Auto. The question is, will Grand Theft Auto be on Switch too? I doubt that, but, you know, they need games like Grand Theft Auto. You feel me? They need more than just the hardware. They're going to need the software and the games also to push Nintendo and keep them in that race of things. And, you know, usually my typical vocabulary for these things is they need innovation. Nintendo is good at innovating things. Yeah, but in a situation like this, if these leaks are true, bro, there's no innovation there, you know? So, with the lack of innovation and still using, you know, low-end 4K graphics, 30, 60 frames, you know, just your base level technology that's already out, they're gonna be swept under the rug, I guarantee you. But I still got hope that Nintendo is gonna, you know, come out with some, you know, I'm not gonna really fall too heavy on these leaks. I still hope that and believe that Nintendo is gonna come out with some incredible, pretty cool, but I just really hope it's innovation. they're gonna have to do more than just, you know, everything I just said. So moving on, talking about and this is another one that's gonna tie into all the other stuff I'm gonna talk about too. Stripe integrating with crypto again. They was integrated with crypto before. Stripe is a payment system or whatever that's done through a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, and individuals use Stripe for a payment method or whatnot. And even through like stores and like, you know, Shopify and Etsy stores or whatever. So by this being integrated with crypto again, they took it away, but they brought it back. By this being integrated with crypto, and the question is, I got on the board, how does that basically how does gaming benefit from it? I'm gonna explain this. So if Stripe is integrating these, is integrating crypto into they're going back to the crypto side, the question is the future of gaming when the PS6 and the next Nintendo, the next Xbox and these things. Question is, will they have, we know they're going to have some type of new AI technology with these chips, but the question is, will we have blockchain technology built in on the back end of these consoles? If we do, they can integrate that through the Stripe payment, whatever that method can be, also introduced to that too. That'd be dope. Two, another theory, someone like Kick need to get with Stripe, partner with these guys, so the gamers can start getting paid to stream in crypto. Because if Twitch and YouTube is their number two competition, what's going to make them different from Twitch and YouTube? By partnering with someone like Stripe. Blockchain technology integrated on the back end with crypto and everything. Perfect marriage, you ask me. You feel me? So now you give the gamers, even if the blockchain technology is not integrated through the console, you give us the gamers, by streaming on your platform, a chance to, make passive income. And we'll be able to convert this income over to whatever, you know, crypto, whatever we want to, or people can send us tips in crypto. So that different things like that, I think those are my theories. I think it'll be perfect for Kick to compete with Twitch and YouTube. Kick, CEO, holla at your boy, man. I got some things that can, hey, let's talk, man. I had a lot of love. I'm a visionary, man, so I see things, how I can move, and if we can work out the kinks of things and get things cooking. Let's move on. I want to talk about this Fallout for a second, man, because this Fallout show, listen, man, yeah, I know I come here and talk about how the games moving over to the movies and the TV show sectors or whatnot, and the games are killing it. Listen, man, this Fallout TV show, really cool show, man. And I really respect and salute for what Fallout has done. They released a free next gen update, and it's coming to consoles and PCs. Salute, man, because the graphics, I gotta go see it. I didn't play too much Fallout, so I don't know too much about the game, but I've watched people play it. I've played it before, but I haven't, you know, like really like dive deep into it, beat the game, you know what I'm saying, different things of that matter. And to see that we're getting this, you know, next gen update or whatever for free, appreciate that, for the fact that they released that doing this TV show or whatever. Genius, perfect marketing. And I think that if Verizon and not Verizon, the car game, but Horizon, I know my southern accent, hey, it'll get you, man, it'll get you. But that game, God of War, I named those two because we know that we probably possibly got a movie or a TV show coming out between those two or whatever. And I think if they can push out some type of game content around the release of the TV show or the movie, kind of like what Fallout did, keep everybody entertained and also keep everybody gaming. When you're done watching the show, you can go and play the game. You feel me? So I feel like what Fallout did, it gave us the opportunity to like relive in the world of Fallout without playing it. You feel me? Because they do a great job with a lot of these scenes is from the game. You feel me? So they do a great job at like reiterating different things in the show. I feel like the show go more into details than the game do it at some points in time. But then again, my perspective is only halfway on that because I haven't fully beat the game. So, but I do feel like the show go farther into details and show different things that the game don't show. And if the next video games, TV show or movies can kind of do the same and then entertain us on that and then take us to the gaming world and we get to re-experience these things and play it in our own little way, yo, perfect marketing, perfect idea. Love what these guys did. Gotta finish watching that Fallout, and plus it got renewed for a season two. So yo, I'm hoping we get a lot of people is probably actually hoping this whole New Vegas. So we got it approved for a season two. Hopefully season three can probably be New Vegas or something. I don't know, but we'll see what the future holds for Fallout. Moving on to my next topic. It's not really my next topic is gonna be full blown, but this is just headlines of keep your eyes open for the next Assassin's Creed. So let me see, can I pull up this dialogue? I was reading about something about the next Assassin's Creed, and I might not be able to find it, so I'm not gonna really waste too much time looking for it. But oh buddy, they better come correct with this one. They better come correct with this one, because apparently the other one, I don't hear too much talk about it. Here it is. What, code name Hex? Well, we kind of knew that was the code name, or whatever. But apparently this one's supposed to be I didn't write the details here on my board. I'm looking for the diagram. I can't find it, but I forgot where this one was going to be based. Oh, I think it's supposed to be like a black samurai or something like that. So if we can get the samurai experience, and me and the homie Q Ben talked about this on the podcast years ago, talking about, yo, we need like a samurai experience of Assassin's Creed. Like the next Assassin's Creed game need to be in Asia, Tokyo, Japan, something like that. We're doing the ninja samurai type culture of things. And years later, you got Ghost of Tsushima, these other samurai games or whatever started to come out. So, you know, Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed, y'all took too long to come out with that. But apparently this next Assassin's Creed may just be that, and it may be like a black guy playing like a black samurai or something. So if we do get that, oh boy, it's gonna be fire. We don't know nothing yet, but it's gonna be fire. So keep your eyes open for the next Assassin's Creed. Listen, let's talk about I want to dive heavy into this, so we finna dive heavy into this. Let's talk about this Apple headset. So the Apple headset has low demand, and I think I probably mentioned this on the show too. I honestly feel like the demand is low on the Apple headset due to the fact of the price. The technology in it, I'm not gonna say it's too far ahead of its time, because you know, technology do move fast, but at the same time, yo, if your price was at an affordable price during the time and age we're in, because you got to think about it, inflation and all this other stuff, like, bro, we're scrapping here. We scraping up pennies off the floor here. You know what I'm saying? So you got this cool technology that's really incredible that can like really shape the future and capabilities in this technology, but the price is just way too high. It's not for the everyday average person. And if you have a product that's not for the everyday average person, is not the fact that it's not going to do well. I'm not saying that, but it's not going to be at its best of sales, I think. Because if you have a high profile, high value product, but see, it's kind of tricky because Apple has an amazing fan base and their ecosystem is big numbers. Like, they have a lot of people, you feel what I'm saying, what, over 5 billion some users, you feel me? So, but not all 5 billion users are able to afford this particular product that you just dropped. And you would think they would, because they 5 billion users end up buying your iPhones, and your iPhones $1,200-$1,500 a pop, you know. But the headset is like $3,000 plus, you know. That's almost two iPhones. So with that being said, it's like, well, I can see why the demand is low. I really think their next version of the headset, when they drop the price on this one, then they probably drop the price again, then come out with another headset, the price is going to be a little bit low, but it's going to be also more like better wearable. And see, that's the other thing too. You got to not only have a comfortable price, but a comfortable product also. So with those two things said, I can see why the demand is low. Because a lot of people saying, well, I won't say a lot of people, but some, I heard both sides of the story. Some people say it's not so, you know, they can get used to it, start off, it's not so, feel so big and bulky, and then, you know, wearing it for a long time, it get a little big and bulky and get on the nerves or whatever. So, you know, just think about the comfortability of it. You're going to have a product that's going to be very comfortable for a high price, you know. So you're going to have to fix both of those, lower your prices and make something more comfortability. So I think those are going to be two key factors that they're going to really have to focus on the next version of the Apple headset, because the technology is there. The idea, the whole vision behind it is there. Like, people are like looking into the human body and studying this stuff with the headset on and able to multitask like we've never been able to multitask before, you know. So the technology is there. So I just think with those two things being a key, keeping the technology at hand, and plus when you integrate AI on top of it, I honestly think by the end of this year, 2025, we should be getting some crazy technology down the line. I'm talking about crazy. Like, crazy. Moving on to my next headset conversation. Check this. There's actually three of them. So, we're going to talk about this Xbox VR headset. Xbox, actually, I want to pull up a diagram for this one. Since I don't have the right equipment, y'all, I might not be able to, like, put my stuff, my digital stuff, on the backdrop. But if we do, you'll see it. But I want to pull up this diagram. And it's talking about... Boom. So, Xbox is apparently working on like a temporarily... They're going to try to test the waters with the VR headset. And they're doing that with the help of Meta. Meta is opening up their Meta OS for the Quest or whatever. The Meta headset. So, this is really interesting. I'm going to break down 2 points with this. They're opening up their OS for a lot of people, whatever. And they're doing something with Microsoft for a VR headset. But this may be like a temporary VR headset type deal. We don't know what they're going to do with this, but check this. What I like about it is the fact that Meta has already been a software, but on the social software. They're moving into the operating system software. Those are two different things there. You understand what I'm saying? So by them moving into the operating system, the operating system software standpoint, it's like, hey, now you have, as an operating system, you have, I'm just going to give you two of them. There's, of course, there's many because you got Linux, but you have the Mac OS, just like with the Apple headset. Forgot the name of the new Apple headset OS, but it's still in the Apple OS ecosystem. And you have Microsoft Windows OS. So with the Meta OS having their own operating system and opening it up, that's a different ball game from Meta. Keep your eyes on Meta. I honestly, yo, the things with Mark Zuckerberg, these things he's doing, man, is really incredible. From the hardware perspective, with the Meta OS headset, and from a software perspective, because with the Llama AI and different things, They're now rolling it out into Facebook and Instagram. So when you think about these three things, they got hardware on lock. Well, I wouldn't say they got it on lock because they don't have a physical hardware device. But if they can partner with someone like they are with Microsoft, that's dope. Well, I take the bet. They do got a physical hardware. Of course, the metal headset. But I guess I'm thinking about like, yeah, that's right. I was thinking about something else. So they do actually have a physical hardware, the metal OS headset. So they got hardware on lock. Software, they got their own operating system that's on lock. Plus their AI, the Luma data structure, whatever that thing. Like, yo, you got so much data because you got Instagram data, you got Facebook data, WhatsApp data, whatever. You got AI integrated to run all three of those things. You feel me? And now AI integrated into the headset. Meta up to something. I just let you know that right now. They coming for gaming. They already here, but listen, they up to something. So if I'm looking at this thing from a war board perspective, we got Microsoft, or I'll say Xbox, but I'm gonna say Microsoft and Xbox because of Microsoft for PC, Xbox just for Xbox console or an Xbox VR headset. So we got Microsoft, Xbox, Meta, Intel on this side, and we got Nintendo, ARM, NVIDIA, Apple on this side. We got AMD, PlayStation, and PlayStation is possibly, I heard this too, I got this written on my board, PlayStation talking about a PS6 handheld version also. So if, boom, here we go, AMD, PlayStation VR 2, and the PS6 handheld device. So that's a squad, this a squad, this a squad. You feel me? So if I'm looking at this thing from a war chest perspective, and in the middle of this triangle that I just painted you here, in the middle you have Steam Deck. Of course, NVIDIA is still in the middle of there with the NVIDIA GeForce now. And plus, you know, you can stream cloud on your TV and all that. You got the Steam Deck doing their thing. You got other technology companies like Asus got their own hardware device, but they're still in the middle of that triangle perspective. Still the three juggernauts, it's still like the head, of course, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, but in the middle of that, you know, PC dominance, those different things. But I think that's how the gaming triangle things is rolling. So yeah, that's really something to think about. I wish I could like need a digital diagram of everything I just drew up there. But keep your eyes open for the Apple event on May the 7th. So this is the thing. I told y'all I'd be in the market really heavy too every morning. And listen, man. If Apple on their event on May the 7th, if Apple don't have no type of AI integration in their new iPhones, I'm sure they're going to have some type of AI integration on their next phones. Apple is in trouble. The reason I'm saying they're in trouble is because of the fact that the stock's been dropping like crazy. Not like crazy, but they need some type of innovation there. The Apple headset didn't get the job done. You see, low demands is there. They've been kind of quiet on AI a lot lately. Rumors that they may be partnering with OpenAI to integrate that into the next iPhones, and also rumors they've been, you know, speaking with Google to have the Gemini inside the new iPhones, or whatever. So they're either gonna go between partnering with Google with their AI or go with OpenAI for their AI. But Microsoft already got OpenAI. So I don't know, but Apple need to do something in the AI field. They canceled the whole Apple Car. They scratched that. The car plans are out the window. They're not doing the Apple Car anymore. So they came out and said something about an Apple robot. Like, bro, we don't want you to have no freaking robot. But again, is that part of their innovation new structure they got cooking up? Perhaps so. Maybe. And we need some type of innovation from Apple. Something great. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we may get a new iPod or something. Maybe they may come out with a new musical device to where, hey, we're going to go ahead and pull the plug on the streaming companies that's ripping you off, new artists or whatever, come over here and partner with us. We cut you a nice check, the correct check, and we got this new Apple iPod that's now coming out that's strictly for our new Apple Music or whatever. Now Apple Music has just did something revolutionary that's going to knock these other streaming platforms out the water. Yeah, you're going to need something like that. You're going to need something like that. I'm not saying Apple is going to tank and go downhill from here, but we need something like that. That idea I just thought of, we need you to do something like that on top of something else. What do you mean on top of something else? Well, something like this. Integrate AI. Roll it down through all your Mac products. We know you to open up the App Store for emulators. That's dope. And also rumors that we may begin other emulators coming through the gate with the App Store, like the PlayStation 1, 2, GameCube, Sega, all these other emulators may be coming to the mobile devices really soon too. So that's great. So that means, again, going back to how you're going to integrate AI into your next mobile devices is better hardware. Better hardware. Not just better hardware. Not the same hardware. I'm talking about not just give us a new camera. You're going to have to give us, like, they're going to have to wow the people. You know, I like to use the word wow the people a lot here. And we talked about that during PlayStation. PlayStation has to give us a new experience. These games, what new experience? I think that's what they're going to do. But what new experience are you giving the users? And Apple need to deliver, because they're in trouble. When you look at what Microsoft is doing on the AI end, I just told you what Meta is doing on their AI end, how much data they got and everything. You got Google cooking up on a little some, but not. They kind of dropped the ball with the BART, and then they changed it to Gemini or whatever. So they doing a little something. And plus, the Google Stadia, they shut that down. Apple Arcade is still up and running. Yeah. But, I mean, again, man, the Apple headset is dope, but the price too high. Now, they lower them prices and give us new features. I mean, you know, possibly. But I still think Apple is going to need to do something extraordinary in the time between of May the 7th, this new event they got coming in May the 7th, and when the new iPhone come out, during that next event. What are we going to get that Apple is going to wow the people? Because we need some type of wow and innovation. Say, okay, we put our money back in Apple to where we can believe that Apple can be an innovation, future-driven technology company. They need to do that. So keep your eyes open for May the 7th and with the new iPhones drop fourth quarter of this year. Moving on, talking about, let's see, I just spoke about the emulators or whatnot. I try to make sure I touch everything on the board here, you feel me? I touched on everything I wanted to touch on here on the board. Let me get the homie Q in here. And I'm going to try to say some of the other stuff I wanted to speak on. I be retweeting so much on Twitter, bro. I can't even find these other dialogues I wanted to get into, because I be with the markets and stuff, bro. From market finance to everything else I do, and then the gaming podcast is like, bro, you know, and the market just overtook my life. And just read the charts. Shout out to my brother Silo. I see you, my brother. Peacock season, baby. But that's all I got for right now on the board. We gonna let me get the homie Q in here, cause I gotta get the homie Q opinion on a couple of other stuff we talked about offline and on the corrupt episode that got messed up here on the computer and things. And we'll be back for more, most definitely, man. I gotta get back in here heavy. I used to be rocking heavy in here month to month, weeks after weeks for podcasts with y'all, man. We're gonna rock back in, man. We gonna rock back in. Just had to get back in the thing, get to shaking, man. But we're gonna get these links together. Be sure to follow your boy. Follow me on Twitch, Master23Mind, YouTube, MasterMindRGTV. Put the classic shows, RGTV, on all podcast platforms, Spotify. How that's your boy. What y'all doing over there, Spotify? Quick Spotify story. So, you know, Spotify came in and ate up Anchor and changed that around, and now you can't really. Spotify is pretty much just a distribution hub. You got Riverside. Now you have to record audio and video. Basically, I'm saying all this to say they're making the podcast game harder. So just say that for all more becoming podcasters out there. There's not a way for us to easily do this stuff how it used to be back in the day. I hate how things kind of go good for the people 1 minute, and then corporations or deals get made and it screws the people out the deal. I feel like that's what happened with Spotify. That's my quick Spotify story. But check us out, man. We've been playing a lot of Last of Us No Return. That's our game, man. That's the game, bro. I love that mode. Every time I get to playing it, the adrenaline, you get to rushing, you just get to enjoying the game. Love it. But I'll be playing a lot of that on Twitch. Be sure to check me out there. But I'm gonna make sure I post the Discord link also here in the description or whatever. Y'all jump in the digital library and come learn some things, man. Let them know gamers getting money too. You feel me? So be good, y'all. Love is love. We out of here. Peace.